Can you talk a little bit about the IBIS-2 trial looking at patients at high risk as well as DCIS?
Following on from IBIS-1, which used tamoxifen as a preventative agent and showed a 36% reduction in the incidence of breast cancer, the IBIS committee decided to look at an aromatase inhibitor. And we saw in the ATAC study whereby, in addition to the 50% reduction that you might expect from tamoxifen, there was a further 32% reduction in contralateral breast cancers with anastrozole. The problem is that that's only applicable for postmenopausal women, and so there are a cohort of women who are potentially missing out, and it makes the study harder to recruit to. We're aiming for 6,000 people. There are currently 1,600 randomized in the primary recruitment, which is anastrozole versus placebo. In the DCIS sub-protocol, which is really a grafted-on protocol, for patients with estrogen receptor-positive DCIS, they're randomized to anastrozole or tamoxifen.
The DCIS part of that actually is virtually identical, I guess, to the NSABP B35 study comparing also anastrozole versus tamoxifen. What do you think those studies are going to show?
When we look at tamoxifen in the early DCIS studies, both the UK DCIS study and the previous NSABP study, there was a slight benefit for tamoxifen, but it didn't replace radiotherapy as a control mechanism for local recurrence. If we're talking about DCIS, which is extensively local disease, it needs local therapy, which is why surgery and radiotherapy are so good. We're really looking at the secondary chemo prevention for these areas of DCIS. Should anastrozole be better in this subgroup? DCIS is quite a slow-growing disease. In the elderly, it tends to be a slower-growing disease than in the premenopausal women, where it tends to be higher grade and more aggressive. And I suspect we may not, in the time course of these trials, see a difference between two reasonably active endocrine agents.
If you see equivalent efficacy within the boundaries of the powers of these studies, do you think that there'll be enough of a difference in the side effects and toxicities to shift over to anastrozole?
That may well be so. I was considering efficacy rather than tolerability in my answer, but that may well be the case, yeah.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.